relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
This episode of the America First podcast with me, Sebastian Gorka, is brought to you by Franklin Armory. Shop freedom, quality, and innovation at franklinarmory.com. Franklin Armory, we are facilitators of freedom.
Voters in Italy tomorrow appear poised to make a hard right turn. The woman expected to become prime minister leads a party with roots in neo-fascism.
And she is poised to become Italy's first woman prime minister and its first far-right leader since Benito Mussolini himself. It would be unprecedented in modern times for a Western European country and close ally of the United States to have a leader that right-wing from a party with fascists.
What happened in Italy yesterday, you have in Sweden and Italy, two countries that have that were founded on fascism. Now they're going to be running those countries.
The victory of a party that has its roots in Italian fascism, plain and simple, the Brothers of Italy, it's called, Giorgio Meloni's party, is concerning to everybody. It accompanies, as you said, this move in Europe. Who could think that in Sweden a party with right-wing neo-fascist roots would now be dominant in parliament?
They're not happy, dear friends. The fascists are back because somebody who's a woman... I thought fascists hate women. I'm a little bit confused. They've elected a woman premier for Italy from a party with fascist roots. Nobody better tell them what the roots of the Democrat Party are. Let's talk about all that and much more. In fact, real fascism in America with somebody who is, well, he's a professional troublemaker, and that's why we invite him to guest host here on America First, Uncle Jimbo, Jim Hansen. Welcome in studio one-on-one.
Hey, good to be with you, Seb.
Did I hear you say that you're moving to Sweden next week?
Not moving, but we'll move across the pond. We're visiting relatives. I have relatives in Sweden, and we're going to go see them.
Are they fascist barbarian Vikings?
They are fascist barbarian Vikings. They carry axes, and they put the banners up and everything. Yeah. I can't wait because Sweden, as he also said, you know, we're all talking about Italy, but before that, Sweden elected a very extreme right neo-fascist party.
Because they believe in God? Was that the problem?
I think that was pretty much they believed that crime and uncontrolled immigration and all of the woke politics that were destroying their country were probably a good thing to stop.
Do they believe Sweden is good? Do they believe in their country? Is that the issue? Is that why they're fascists? Because they believe in Sweden?
You know, this nationalist thing, I think, is wonderful to watch because it's okay to love your country. It's okay to believe that your country has something special. We do, and we have good reason to. Sweden can again, and they want to. So does Italy. Good on them.
So maybe they should have, you could do a bit of consulting for them. They could come up with some kind of political catchphrase like, make Sweden great again, or something like
right.
that, or make Italy great again. Don't you think that's catchy?
I think it's going to work because they've already started. That's the good thing. The people saw that life under woke rule, life under social democrat, or whatever you want to call their version of socialism, was destroying their country. Right. And they said, maybe we should stop. I mean, the motto for Giorgia Meloni was God, family, country.
And she said the following. She said, number one, the rebels are now the conservatives in her CPAC speech. And I've been saying for years that we are the cool kids, right? Yeah. The counterculture hippies have become the fascists running the FBI. Yeah. And now the counterculture is us. It is the conservatives. And she went on to say that we're the rebels. Let me run that past you first. What do you think of that comment from CPAC?
100% agree. We are the insurgents in an occupied country. Our republic has been occupied by woke neo-Marxists, and we're trying to take it back. And we have to fight that way. You know, so if you want to win this culture war, then go ahead and assume we're at that big a disadvantage and act like it. But the nice thing is the people are rising. We are ascendant. That's the wonderful feeling for me is everywhere you go, more people have seen that life under Democrat rule sucks.
The second thing she said is they want us conservatives who love our countries, because she was at CPAC here in America, but she's an Italian. This is before she won. They want us leashed. The left wants us leashed like a dog. So let's look at what's happened in the last decade. First, we have, I think that the first moment is Brexit, when we have the British people, biggest vote in their history. Never before have 17.3 million people voted on one issue in the same direction. And they said, enough with faceless, unaccountable bureaucrats in the EU. We want our sovereignty back. We want to leave the EU. So God bless Nigel Farage, number one. Then we have, my old boss coming down the escalators, who's not part of the Uniparty, isn't owned by the unions or Big Pharma or Big Oil, who just looks at a broken nation and says, okay, I think I can fix it. I'm a businessman. And we have this economic nationalism, economic populism, and we have MAGA, we have America First. We have Modi, who's kind of come off the rails a little bit. We've got Orban. We've got the Australian elections a few years back. So we have this seeming groundswell, Jim, of they've made nationalism a dirty word. Right. Let's call it economic populism. They've even made populism a dirty word, which is weird because if you're popular, I thought that's what representative democracies or republics should be about. Being unpopular, like a dictator, probably isn't what you should be.
Well, you have to be popular for the right reasons. If you're popular for the wrong reasons, then you're a fascist.
Okay, so if you're popular because you want to mutilate children, then good. Okay, thanks. And then we have the counter push. So let's map it. Let's have a estimate of the battlefield. Let's do a sit rep. We have the 2020 elections happen the way they happened. We have Brexit almost derailed by both the House and the Lords. I mean, just trying to sabotage the will of the American people. And now it looks as if, Sweden, Italy, midterms, we've got, what is the latest? Mm-hmm. President Trump has got, 160 for 9 endorsements, which is never, ever has that been done before in American history. So how would you describe what's happened? Is it the rise, then a bit of a slap down, and then a little bit of a counter revolution? What are we witnessing right now, Jim?
Well, there's always ebb and flow. In politics there is. And okay, Roe v. Wade, biggest win in conservative political history of the past 20 years, and then the backlash from the left. And the media took that and tried to use that to stop what is a pretty solid rise of our team. And now, so we had that, we had a little blip, but it's right back. And I think right now, if you look at the unpopularity of Biden and the Democrat agenda, the crime, the inflation, all of the things, it's against them. So if we don't have a major change in this midterm election, I'll be shocked. Because they can't predict it. Our people stopped talking to them long ago. It's not like they can poll us. Right. You're from the WHO, click. You can't talk to our team. But our team is going to show up because they're motivated.
I was talking to a pollster who will remain nameless, who said 5-6 years ago, he saw the I won't tell you my opinion from Trump voters. And now he's getting at a decent, center-right polling company, he's getting people who are being polled sent him emails saying, somebody approached us saying they're with your firm. We didn't believe them, so we didn't talk to them. I mean, that's the level of... And it was his firm.
Right.
They were just like doing triple due diligence saying, well, we're not sure. We didn't recognize the number. How can you poll anything if in those circumstances?
No, and that's why we need to ignore the polls and understand one thing. The Democrats overplayed their hand, and they went crazy.
And again.
And again.
And again.
And they always double down. They keep helping. I mean, the greatest thing for the Republican and the new right, the based right, the national conservative right, and I'll say the word, I am a national conservative. I'm going to just lay that out there because I love America and I believe in conservative policies. But that side is rising everywhere you see it because the other side, you've seen. We've got demonstrative results from them, and they're awful. across the board.
Yeah, I want to talk about this, how there isn't one person who puts the reins on and just, you know, puts the brakes on a little bit. It's a doubling down, it's a tripling down. We're talking to Jim Hansen. He is Executive Director of American Matters. You can follow him at Jim Hansen DC. The book is Winning the Second Civil War Without Firing a Shot. I got a reminder for you guys, you got two more years of this at least. Have you got a plan B next time? It won't just be baby formula. What if there's no food on the shelves? Are you going to be in a position to feed your loved ones? I am. Why? Because I've got a plan B. You've got to have a plan B, a plan Charlie as well. I've gone with the best, the biggest. It is my Patriot Supply. The emergency food rations last for 25 years. Delicious. 2,000 calories a day. Right now, you'll get $250 off if you use my name, my link, preparewithgorka.com. Don't be that person who's incapable of looking after his family. Go to preparewithgorka.com, preparewithgorka.com. If you enjoy the show, if you want to be officially a part of America First, you've got to have a way to show it. How do you do that? Well, we have some ideas, suggestions from our superb listeners. We've actually made them a reality. The latest products at our website are, of course, the America First Stay Frosty Challenge Coin. It's got the president on one side. It's got Dr. G on the other. Get yours today, as well as our patches, the Stay Frosty patch, the America First patch, hottest selling item. Sadly, tragically, we launched it 4 weeks ago. Mr. G said, hey, that's a little edgy, Dr. G. It is, sadly, the fastest selling item. It is the T-shirts, the mugs that say, the FBI, Biden's Gestapo, from Nazi Germany to the USA in 80 years. Just look at what happened with Mark Hauck, a misdemeanor, an alleged misdemeanor, 25 feds with M4s at his front door as his children are screaming. Get yours today. Everything is made in America. SebGorkaStore.com. That's SebGorka, SebGorkaStore.com. Wear your America First values with pride. All right, Jim, let's go to a real fascist, not an alleged fascist. This is from Independence Hall just a few weeks ago.
Too much of what's happening in our country today is not normal. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. But there's no question that the Republican Party today is dominated, driven, and intimidated by Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans. And that is a threat to this country.
That is a threat to this country. It's just not normal. What's not normal is being drenched in red light in front of Independence Hall, where our founding documents were deliberated, and calling 74 million people a clear and present danger to the United States. Now, on the one hand, it doesn't really matter, but I'm curious, why do you think it is, Jim, that they never throttle back? They go from deplorables to clear and present danger? What's happened to this party?
It's a mental illness. I think, you know, they are part of a secular religion. Woke neo-Marxism is a secular religion. It's got dogma. They have apostates. You know, they do all the things that a very extreme religion does.
I think you're absolutely right, but I'm curious, when did it move? When did it transition from being a political party where, you know, JFK and Scoop Jackson could hang out, or even Bubba, even Clinton mm-hmm. could hang out, to being a secular, ideological, extremist religion? How did that happen?
Barack Obama lit the fuse. Yeah, he came in, and what he did is he told all the groups, all these activist groups and all the identity groups that they had, you know, put together, they said, you guys are oppressed. The man is keeping you down, and you need to present your grievances, you need to set the streets on fire, and take what is duly yours. And they did. Black Lives Matter blew up during Obama's reign. You know, and now all of those groups believe that they have righteous grievances, that America is a white supremacist country, all of these garbage lies that they've been told, and you can't convince them otherwise. So there's no way to talk to people like that. You know, they're zealots. And because of that, you just have to treat them as the enemy, and we need to wrench control of the state organs they're using to enforce that now. because we're not going to change the true believers.
Yeah.
But we can change who's got control of the levers of power, and we need to be ruthless in doing that.
I think that's a very, very useful way of thinking about them as zealots, because you can't negotiate with zealots. Yeah. So let's go there. I wanted to save this for later, but let's go there. So midterms are, 40-odd days away. God willing, it will be a trouncing, 40 to 60 seats for the Republican Party. But then what? Because we have a system here of seniority. Mm-hmm. Matt Gaetz is not going to be Speaker of the House. Jim Jordan, who said on my show, he doesn't even want to be Speaker of the House. He wants to be Chairman of the Judiciary Committee. Okay, Jim. Is there not a danger of the good old boy network of just the rubber band snapping back to GOP as usual? Because it's not the MAGA crowd that's going to be running the party.
But there will be more America First MAGA people in Congress. And Kevin McCarthy's not an idiot. He can watch as that tide approaches him, and it's relentless. Like,
so he's not going to be a Mitch. He's not going to be a Mitch pushing back.
No, he can't afford to be. No, he can't afford to be, because they will take him down, or they'll obstruct him, or they'll do whatever. And what they can do once they get in is every committee needs to take the DEI budget of every executive agency.
Diversity,
and say, slash,
equity, inclusion budget.
It's the garbage diversity budget. It's not helping. It's creating, not diversity. It's creating a divisiveness in every one of those agencies. Slash those and say, we're not going to pay you to do that. And just make a stand and say, all of these executive agencies, you're now spending probably 5% of their budget on that garbage. Stop it. And then be prepared to shut down the government.
Beyond DEI, don't we have a bigger problem? When you see, the DOJ unleashing the Patriot Act on parents at school board meetings, Mark Hauck being raided at 7 a.m. because his... pro-life stance. When you see Matt Gaetz, after 18 months, they say, "Sorry, you're not a pedophile sex trafficker, and we're not going to press charges." Don't we need something a little bit stronger than just defunding DEI when it comes to congressional oversight?
100%. But you got to fire a shot across the bow. Okay. And so the idea is, we can't change everything at once. So let's pick a couple things. I would add something along the lines of protections for children being mutilated. Mm-hmm. Something along those
stop
lines.
Stop the transgender stuff.
Yeah, stop the transgender surgery and drugs for kids who are too young to decide whether they want a PBJ or a bologna and cheese for lunch. All right, they shouldn't be taking drugs to change their lives. Pick a couple things like that are very popular and make that. Because as long as we've just got a Congress, maybe both houses, maybe one, we're not going to change much.
Right.
But we need to set the idea that's where we're going. Show them. And then tell them, this is coming. Make it a juggernaut.
What about Hunter Biden? I hear Matt Gaetz has got some interesting ideas about a certain individual being investigated by Congress. How should we deal with the son of the commander-in-chief?
I don't think it's just the son of the commander-in-chief. His dad was his head salesperson, and his dad took meetings with clients that Hunter took money from, foreign clients, Chinese clients. Right. So if Hunter takes money from him on a sales trip on Air Force Two with Joe, and then Joe takes a meeting back at the White House with Chinese clients that Hunter arranged, that's multiple felonies on both of them. I don't see how you don't impeach him on that. And I think the American people deserve that.
I had a discussion with Matt Ball yesterday where he said it's going to be Biden in 2024. I can't see that.
I don't think he makes it past next summer.
Right.
And that the biggest problem they've got with that, though, is Kamala. Really? That's the biggest gift they can give us? Please.
No. The biggest gift is Hillary. Come on, shit. Come
We're
on.
We're not that lucky.
Is anything better than having
God.
President
she
Trump
runs.
Beat her again?
If we had Trump, Hillary again, my God, I would be in heaven.
I know.
But I think they're going to end up with Kamala, because they can't get her out unless they've got something on her I don't know about. And she doesn't act like it. So I think we get her in, and then they have to see, how are we going to push this affirmative action baby that we put in place because she checked the block of melanin and XX chromosomes?
Right.
How do we push her out of the way for either Buttigieg, who they want, or Newsom, who are both white dudes? And Buttigieg might be gay, but that doesn't count anymore. They're like the Asians of the alphabet thing.
Right,
you know,
they
got, oh, no, you lost your card. You're no longer, you can't play your diversity
card. If you're not a furry, then it doesn't count. We're talking to Jim Hansen. The book is Winning the Second Civil War Without Firing a Shot. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You all have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, my buddy, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to my listeners. The Percal bed sheet set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're on sale. For example, the queen size is regularly $89.98, but now for you, just $39.98 with your listener promo. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percal sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. It's a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-829-8468, promo code Gorka, or just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and plug in G-O-R-K-A. That's 1-800-829-8468 or MyPillow.com, code Gorka. All right, so many questions. Let's go down. Got to ask you. News as of 2 days ago that the former KGB colonel in the Kremlin has provided Russian citizenship to Snowden. Your reaction, Uncle Jim?
Bye, Felicia. Why do we even care? That's the nice thing. I'm glad he's there. He's a traitor. People want to pardon him. He's a traitor who dumped information he didn't have any knowledge about, was not vetted. He and Assange both. And all of it, they didn't blow a single whistle on a single crime.
So this is the issue for me. If you see, and look, we know bad stuff happened, mm-hmm. right? NSA, DIA, we know the data farms and everything else. But if you've got an issue, it's like the FBI whistleblower we had on my show yesterday, Carl Serafin. You use the tools available. You don't go to communist China with the hard drives and then to Moscow if you believe in America, do you, Jim? Because that's what Snowden did.
You think the Chinese might have copied that hard drive? Maybe they got that before everyone else? And then you think Russia had it? And all of that, there was no way. It would have taken hundreds of analysts a month or two just to figure out what was on there. And they just dumped it on the internet so that all our enemies could read it. It may or may not have gotten anybody killed, but that's not how it works. We have inspectors general, we have whistleblower protections, and if you have an actual crime, which they didn't, then you have ways to do that. I hope he dies in Russia and never sees the shores of this country again, unless he's in chains.
And the other thing is, and I did this once for my for my sins, I think it was it the Joe Rogan show? It was one of the big podcasts where he was interviewed for like 2.5 hours. Have you watched a long interview with Snowden?
No.
The guy is a pathological narcissist. I mean, he has every trait of an individual who believes he is above his moral code is the moral code of the universe. What he decides is right. And you can tell this guy, if he's not working for somebody, he has some psychiatric issues that are the reason for what he did.
Mm-hmm. And if they paid him before or paid him after, he's now a Russian citizen. You know what I think is funny? Aren't they drafting people? Wouldn't you love to see Snowden in uniform in the Ukraine? And all of a sudden, I would, that HIMARS shot.
But hang on, bang. You could have Snowden on one side as a right. PFC. And then couldn't you have Sasha, don't call me Mr. Vindman? Because isn't he born in Ukraine?
Secretary of Defense.
Colonel Vindman? But wouldn't it be great if he was a PFC for the Ukrainians? Oh. And then you could have Snowden in the same trench.
I don't think they've got the logistics to feed Vindman for long enough. Between him and Malcolm Nance, I don't think there's enough chow you could push into that country.
You mean the guy who doesn't know how to put a magazine into an AK when he takes that selfie? That's you, Malcolm. Malcolm, if you want to look hardcore, put the magazine in properly into the AK as if you're
just
click
go
the
lay in
catch.
The street and wait for tanks to run over you, dude.
Well, we're talking to Jim Hansen. The book is Winning the Second Civil War Without Firing a Shot. Got to ask you, provocative title, are we closer to that right now?
You know, I think the danger, I think, increases But I think we're not going to get there because I think we're going to win.
Well, this is the thing I always say. I mean, but they're so disconnected from reality. Mm-hmm. Don't you think the Antifa guys probably think that they could win against people like us who actually know how to use a 50 cal?
I just, you know, there's part of me that says, okay, let's bring Kurt Schlichter's books to life. let's kill all these clowns and have fun, you know, and stack the bodies like cordwood. But the reality is we'll win. We'll reestablish our constitutional republic the way it's supposed to be, and they will go back and start burning Democrat cities again. Right. And who cares? Let them. And let's use federalism. Let's push into our tribes and let them destroy their own turf.
Let me run a thesis past you. Somebody said we can't have one again because the situation with the Civil War was unique. There was one issue that truly divided the nation. On slavery, you had to decide, yeah, good or bad. Here, there's a multiplicity, the border, freedom of speech, big tech, the economy, inflation. There isn't one issue that's like a catalyst that divides us. Do you think that's a kind of interesting analysis?
I think that's a fair assessment. I think what divides us is statism versus individualism.
Yes, but that's philosophical.
That's too amorphous. Yeah, I know. And I think that might be the reason you don't have a popular rebellion on either side, because you can't get that critical mass of people who are all fired up about this, because you got to be really mad. But then go back to the Sons of Liberty. What were they mad about? Wasn't just tea?
That's true.
You know, they've started a revolution.
They were educated, sophisticated guys. If you look at the debate, the language used 200 years ago in political debate.
Oh, brilliant.
You can't. Today?
I know.
Oh, my gosh. All right. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating 500,000 Americans right now. Yeah, me included. Why? Because it targets the inflammation that causes pain. If you've tried everything else and failed to find relief, do yourself a favor. Find out if you could be one of the success stories. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. You deserve to know. You've waited long enough. Don't wait any longer. What have you got to lose apart from the pain? Call 800-500-8384 or just go to ReliefFactor.com. That number, 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
I want his death to mean something. Depending on the time, there's between, for a long time it was 22 active duty soldiers or veterans that commit suicide every day of the year, on average. That number during the pandemic has gone up to about 30. So I think something really needs to be done, because it's just not right for these people to risk their lives and then come back and not get all the support they need.
My poor man lost his son, who came home, combat veteran, and then took his own life. 22 a day during COVID, it rose to 30. It should be none. It should be zero. They should have support from a system that should help them, and from us when the system doesn't. That's why Mighty Oaks exists. Chad Robichaud is the founder, a force recon Marine, a veteran, who considered taking his own life as well and then realized, no, I'm going to help my fellow men, my fellow veterans in the Marine Corps and the other services, active duty, and also those who have separated. They have created ranches across America where these brave men and women can go with their families free of charge to find some tranquility and just slay the beasts that they brought home with them from the battlefield. Will you support them? Will you skip that pizza tonight? Will you just donate as much as you can? Each trip costs $2,500. They charge nothing to the individual who's being assisted, to that veteran. Please go to my website, sebgorka.com, and click on the Restore Our Warriors banner at the top. You'll see me, you'll see Chad. It's tax deductible. Give as much as you can, because they have given so much for us and stood on the wall to protect us. That's sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and the Restore Our Warriors banner at the top. God bless every single one of you. All right, so let's discuss the underlying, the foundational issue we have here. They're labeling everybody they don't like as fascists. They are the fascists. When you're using federal police against people you politically disagree with, whether it's former assistants to the president like Peter Navarro or just a pro-life activist like Mark Houck, that is the definition of fascism. When you're using private assets like social media as political weapons, that is actual fascism. Mm-hmm. That's the difference between communism and fascism. In fascism, you have private ownership of the means of production, but it serves the state. So Facebook, Google, whatever, serving mm-hmm. the state. What about our side? We had the big, NatCon conference recently. My problem is this. We seem to be still like studying how many angels can dance on the head of a pin. What is conservatism in the 21st century? We need to be crushing them, right? Do we have our head on straight in terms of it's not the over-the-horizon target that's the issue. It's the guy with the affixed bayonet in front of you that we have to deal with. Does the conservative movement understand the priorities, Jim?
I think so. I was at the NatCon conference in Miami, and I think the most amazing moment was the president of Heritage, Kevin Roberts, came down and said, "I'm not here to ask you to join Heritage's conservative movement. I'm here to tell you we're part of yours."
Now, explain
that's
why.
Huge.
Some people may not understand, not in D.C., why that is such a big deal that Kevin did
It was a watershed moment. NatCon, National Conservatism, is kind of the intellectual, academic, philosophical overpinning of MAGA. Right? It's the people who have the same set of beliefs, but it's the think tanks, the academics.
The essay writers.
Yeah, Claremont, Hillsdale. All the and they're really smart, brilliant people. They just haven't had the infrastructure or the backing. They've been right for a long damn time. And now Heritage, which has had the money and is what we have derisively called Con Inc., Conservative Inc., but they have woken up to the point, hired Kevin Roberts, who's a fighter, a proven fighter from Texas, went to Wyoming, ran the Catholic College, turned down all federal funds for that school. All right, there's a lot going on there. And we actually started doing that. Instead of, you talked about angels dancing on the head of the pin, I call it admiring the problem. You look at it and you show people how smart you are by how well you understand the problem.
Here's a 3,000-word essay on what it means to be conservative. We don't have time for that.
We don't have time. And we need more things like is going on now. There's a lawsuit by Louisiana and Missouri attorneys general against the Biden administration for what you talked about, for using the tech companies to censor people they don't like. That's a violation of the Constitution. They're going to win that lawsuit. That's going to go to SCOTUS, and they're going to end up winning that lawsuit. You've also got the law in Texas about the social media companies censoring people. That got stopped, and then it just got flipped. Now the law is going into effect. It says they can't censor people based on viewpoint, and they are now common carriers. So they're required to treat all people equal and be transparent about what they're doing. That will probably go to SCOTUS because there's a ruling in Florida against Florida's law. That means it goes up. And the fun thing was the Fifth Circuit ruling in Texas talked trash about the 11th Circuit ruling. There was literally some judicial trash talk. So it's going up to SCOTUS, and they're going to say, I would assume, given that court, 5-4, maybe 6, but 5-4 for sure, that you can't, if you're providing a service that's not available anywhere else and you say it's open to everyone, you can't discriminate.
What about last week, the big news, especially in Breitbart, we had Matt Boyle on with Cruz seemingly signing on to this anti-antitrust law that would give access to big media to become even more of a cartel. How much of a danger is that issue? Is that just a storm in a teacup?
I think Cruz was making a a proper play, like a bank shot play, to stop them from doing something that would ice out conservative outlets from that cartel.
Right.
And that was their plan. And right. he saw it, and he went in there, and it was dangerous because everyone's looking at him now going, what are you doing signing on to this thing? It looks bad. And he's like, no. What I'm doing is making sure that Breitbart and Daily Caller and all of our people can be part of this too and can't be iced out. So I think it was a smart play.
All right, you think it's going to happen?
I don't know. Congress. Who knows?
Right, Congress. There you go.
Parliament of Hoorers.
You could tell he lives in the swamp, right? Congress. That's all he has to say. If you want to know what the left's real plan for your children are, just look at their reaction to what Patriot Mobile have done in the recent Texas school board elections, backing real conservatives. The left have lost their collective mind. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative cell phone company, and they put their money where their mouth is because they take a portion of every bill and they donate it to causes you believe in, like the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, and the sanctity of life and stopping the transgender lunatics. Unlike the other big cell phone companies who give millions of dollars to things like Planned Parenthood. Don't fund your enemies. Join the good guys. When Nancy Pelosi subpoenaed my phone records, I left my phone company immediately and switched to Patriot Mobile. They have special discounts for veterans and first responders. Use my name to get free activation. You can keep your old number. Their customer service team is U.S.-based and absolutely superb. Make the switch today. Call 972-PATRIOT or go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Do not fund those who hate your values with every call you make and every text you send. Join the good guys who love America just as much as you do. That's 972-PATRIOT, 972-728-7. 468 patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Free activation with my name. All right, so you've given us Jim some, let's mention his book again, Winning the Second Civil War Without Firing a Shot. Follow him on social media, Jim Hansen, D.C., and also America Matters, where he is the executive director. Not everybody can be, a state or can be a heritage foundation and bring cases and take them all the way up to the Supreme Court. So what is your message to just people who love this country, who are listening to the show right now or watching the show, who think, what role do I have to play? Don't we all have a role to play?
We all have to do something. I mean, I look every time I buy a product today, I look to see where it was made. If it was made in China, good. I look for an alternative.
Good.
Even if it's somebody, and it hurts sometimes. And you can't boycott everything. So we're selective. We went to Disney World last week because my wife grew up loving Disney. When she was in Desert Storm and Iraq, that was her safe space. Main Street was the safe space in her head when things got really bad. So they can't take that from us. But to make up for that, I don't shop at Amazon. And we do. You have to make the things. You can't do everything, but do something.
Do something.
Pick something you can do that either takes something away from the left or adds to our side. Patronize our team. Subscribe to people's Substack. Subscribe to, the media from our side. Pay them for the work they do so they can continue to do it and fight the good fight. And remember, it just takes one more thing. Talk to one more person.
Yeah.
Learn a good argument and take that to someone and try and convert them. Don't, if you want to argue with deranged leftists, I know it's fun. I do it. Right.
I do it, but it's kind of like pointless.
But
it's
you've fun. Got lurkers. And remember, the people lurking are watching that argument.
Or
that's what I
assume. Or your neighbor who doesn't want to say publicly that he's a conservative or he doesn't like the crazies. That kind of stuff is infectious, right?
I've got a sign in my yard that says, tolerate political diversity. All right?
You're such a hater.
Isn't it beautiful? It's a double cultural appropriation. I took tolerance and diversity from them.
Yep.
But you have no idea how many people in my neighborhood now have said something to me because of that.
Because of that sign?
Because of that sign.
Nice.
It's like I've got a flag, too. We signal to each other. But I live in a very blue part of Arlington.
I just love this phrase. And I've never heard anybody express it so simply. Patronize our team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, shouldn't that be obvious? But I don't think it is. We just, I'm going to go to Amazon.
Been.
I'm going to whatever. I'm going to go to Netflix. Patronize our team, guys.
And don't pay them is the other half of that. Look it up. I turned down. I was going to buy some hunting clothes, and they were made in China. And I'm like, no, I'm going to find something made in the USA. And there are. And every time one more person does that, one more small company makes it.
Right.
And that's the game. And then go to your school board meetings, do the rest. Do the rest of the groundwork. because our team, the populist team, the popular team, is rising, and it feels good.
And not only are we rising, we actually outnumber them, but now it's time to make our voices heard. We took the decision at our website. Everything is made in America. Check it out for yourself. If you have those values, if you want to share them, if you want to be an official part of the team, you've got to have the challenge coin. Go to SebGorkaStore.com today. Get your Ultra MAGA t-shirt. They thought it was an insult. We wear it with pride. SebGorkaStore.com, SebGorkaStore.com. You've been listening to America First one-on-one. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, keep your head on a swivel, watch your six, hold the line, never give up, never give in, and stay frosty.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
I knew that you knew Trump, and I knew you were a Trump supporter, broadly speaking. I didn't realize you were like a legit old friend of Trump's because of work. Can you explain that?
He's a very, very good friend of mine. Donald Trump has been such a good friend to me since the day I met him. When we bought this company had such a bad stigma attached to it in the sport that we couldn't even get into venues. Venues didn't want us. And Donald Trump saw that this thing could possibly be big. Plus, he's a sports guy. He loves sports. And he offered us to come do the event at the Trump Taj Mahal in Atlantic City. Cut us a very fair deal. We went down there, and we did two events with him. He showed up for the first fight, stayed till the last fight. And you can imagine back then, Trump brand here, UFC brand down here.
Yeah.
But he took us in, and he was great. Everything that ever happened to me in my career after that day, the first guy to reach out and say congratulations was Donald Trump. Whether it was
amazing,
a letter. We were on the cover of the New York Times one time, and he said, I always knew you were going to do it, Dana. Congratulations, and sent me the paper. Sent me a pen one time congratulating me. You know, always sending something and saying congratulations. Like a guy who was genuinely happy for your success.
There aren't a ton of those.
No. And then came the day he was running for president, and he reached out to me, he called me one day, and he said, he started the conversation like this. If you don't want to do this, I completely understand, and there are no hard feelings. But I would be honored if you would speak for me at the National Republican Convention. I said, I'll be there.
I said, I'll be there. That's the President Trump I know. That's Dana White, Mr. UFC, being interviewed by Tucker Carlson, talking about his friendship. And it's tough. I mean, could you imagine being a public figure who's in an arena that is apolitical, a sports arena, and is prepared not only to associate themselves with a man who has been attacked relentlessly for 6 years by the quote-unquote establishment, but not only to associate yourself with him, but to speak for him at the RNC convention. That's what he did. Hey, Mr. G, when are we going to get Dana White on the show? Come on!
That's a tough one. And have I ever told you that to anybody before?
Not on air, you haven't. Come on, if Tucker can get him, are you giving up on a challenge, Jeff?
No, no.
Okay. And what's the other story that you just shared with me, Eric? What did you say about the original creation of UFC? Who was involved?
Allegedly, a legend that we are all familiar with by the name of John Milius, who, among other things, came up with the idea of the iconic octagon-shaped ring that they use now and reached out to potential investors to get it started up at the very beginning.
Why am I not surprised that the man behind Conan the Barbarian, Dirty Harry, Red Dawn, The Hunt for Red October, that he was seminal in the creation of UFC? We've got to have a smile on our faces. We've got to understand that it's attitudes like that. Now, number one, two things. Number one, it's attitudes of individuals like Dana White, who, yes, I know he's super rich and, you know, powerful or whatever in his own corner of his industry, basically an industry he created. But it's a massive risk he took. And is taking every single, just to go on Tucker Carlson's show, let alone speak at the RNC. That takes courage when we have the insanity of what's happening every single day. Not just cancel culture, not just losing your account on social media, but having your house raided by 24 armed FBI agents aiming loaded M4 carbines at your wife as your 7 children are screaming from the top of the stairs, what are they doing to daddy? Why are they taking daddy? Because he's a pro-life activist who shoved a pro-death abortion clinic escort worker onto the ground after he was screaming obscenities in the face of that father's 12-year-old son? That's the world we live in today. That's America as transmogrified by the left. So story number one, or conclusion number one, take home number one, is that kudos, hat doffed to Mr. Dana White for not being afraid to stand with his friend. Which connects to the second conclusion, or the second take home. Look, I'll be brutally honest with you. I'm not a friend of President Trump's. Before I came on board, I mean, I met him once in the summer of 2015 when he hired me on the campaign trail to advise him on national security issues. And then in the White House where I worked for him. And he was the president. And for me, he'll never be Donald or Mr. Trump. To my dying day, he'll be President Trump, because on my wall, in my home, and in my man cave, I have two original documents. Number one is a massive piece of, feels like vellum, that is my presidential commissioning statement signed by the President and the Secretary of State that names me as his deputy for strategy. And the second one, a little bit smaller, but just as important to me, is his commissioning letter before he left the White House appointing me to the National Security Education Board as his presidential representative, which I still am today because Biden is a coward. So is Lloyd Austin. So is Jake Sullivan and Mark Milley. They're too afraid to fire me because they know they'd actually have to change the legislation that created the National Security Education Board to get rid of me and the one other conservative President Trump appointed, because they are cowards. And because of those two documents, he will be President Trump for as long as I breathe. But one thing he's demonstrated to me as a human being is how he values loyalty, and not blind loyalty, loyalty based upon values. He doesn't say the things he says about me or record that liner that we used when Jeff and I were in the Oval Office with him just because I worked for him. It's because we are both America first. I may be an immigrant to the United States. I may have a little bit of a peculiar accent. But I think he understands from what I've done before I met him, while I worked for him, and now as the host of America First, that I believe in the values he believes in when it comes to America, when it comes to understanding this is the greatest nation on God's green earth, that everything is possible here, and that we are a beacon to others. We are that shining city on a hill. I know it looks tough now, but we remain America because of how we were founded and what our founding documents say, which are still our founding documents. And that's what irks the left, because our Constitution and our Declaration are still our Constitution and our Declaration. So just a little 1 minute, 45 second clip from Dana White on Tucker's show tells you so much about the 45th president of the United States, God willing, the 47th, about America and American values. Thank you, Dana White. Come on the show anytime. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. If you enjoy our show, please subscribe right now. Go to Spotify, plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. It's absolutely free. Write us a 5-star review. It helps with those dastardly algorithms. Links far and wide, because we are here to provide you with the truth in a time of fake news and lies all around. And we together can and must save our nation.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.